This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn your magic on. Let me see it say. Everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me. Turn your magic on. Let me see it say. Everything you want to dream away. Under this pressure, under this weight. Yes, diamonds, I feel.
7 after the hour now, this is the Good Day program. And we present Good Day Health, another hour this week, this time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. I'm catching my breath because I had to run from the heating plant here to the studio because I'm converting Ken from oil to gas. The reason I'm going to bring this into the health discussion is because I find whenever I'm exposed internally to the fumes from oil, which is basically diesel fuel, it really makes me nauseous. And I wonder what, so I've converted to gas, and as usual, the gas company screws everything up. So we have the installer and the guy who's supposed to inspect it, all these things coordinated, except the gas company decided they were going to send somebody here 5 hours before they were supposed to. So, but the focus, I think, needs to be on what sort of fumes that come from some of these fuels that are in the home can be dangerous. Or, you know, am I overplaying it? Is it just it smells and I don't like it? Or is there something bad in the fumes that come from some of these petroleum products?
Well, how do you feel?
I'm angry. No, at the moment of that.
Unemotionally. I think some people are sensitive, and I think some people, you know, think those who are sensitive have lost their mind because they have no sensitivity. And I just think that there's a lot of individual specific reaction to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's not something to avoid because in general it's bad for, I mean, I've grown up on the farm. I've been breathing diesel fumes from tractors all my life, and that doesn't bother me. But the smell in a confined area of, and I remember growing up and we had coal heat in one of the houses, and you shovel the coal in, and I can remember I was walking around England last month, and I got that smell that I hadn't remembered for a long time. I mean, I used to smell it when I was in England a lot, but what I reminded myself was that it was the smell I grew up with because we burned coal in the furnace.
I think that most people respond, you know, better to the gas than to
there is an odor, but they infuse an odor into it.
So that exactly,
so you know that it's there.
Exactly.
But, you know, breathing gas isn't good for you either.
Is electric heat just so expensive?
Oh, electric heat's outrageously expensive. We remember when everybody was converting to electric heat.
Yeah, I'm in Florida, so you know we rarely
use it. You don't need it. Right. But you must have spent more than 5 minutes in the northern climes.
Yes, and we had gas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we didn't have gas. I never had gas in a home until I actually owned a home and put gas in it and found it to be much better all the way around in terms of natural resources, in terms of what it costs.
Probably a cleaner
efficiency. Burn. Yeah, much cleaner burning. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I'm hustling around to...
If the budget would allow, I would go with gas.
Yep, right. Well,
if the budget would allow, I would go with electricity, but the sweet spot is probably gas.
Well, gas is much less expensive than oil, and much cleaner, I think, all the way around. All right, so anyway, having said that, Dr. Ken is here to talk about the important health news this week, to give you advice and tips on things that may be going on in your life. Questions can be addressed to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com. If you'd like to get through to Dr. Ken, one of the top cardiologists in the country. He has won awards, has been a facilitator. He just knows his stuff, does lots of research. So I'm happy to have him with us to go through some more of the news items this week. I thought it was interesting, the AAA, especially at this time of year, putting out a research project, the results of the research project on sleep and what it does to drivers and why it. I'd like to dig down a little bit into the weeds on this one, Ken, if we can.
Sure.
Because I think that, you know, I don't get a lot of sleep. But, you know, I might, if I get 6 hours, I didn't last night, but if I get it, I'm lucky. But I've now taken the naps every day, sometimes 25, 35, 45 minutes.
Good.
And I think those are very helpful because if I don't, and I'm driving a piece of farm equipment, let's say on my farm, in the afternoon, I get very sleepy, and it's very dangerous.
Exactly. That's what this report from AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety is stating. You know, I think that sleep, without a doubt, is so important, but it's very individual. Some people can function on less, some on more. And we cardiologists usually talk about 7 to 8 hours a night for everybody, but I think what is overriding all that is how much do you individually need to function well the next day? And that's what should be your magic number. And if you suddenly miss just an hour or two of that magic number of sleep at night, it nearly doubles your chance of a car crash the next day. And this is according to this AAA study. Mm-hmm. Lack of sleep, Doug, it slows reaction times, it decreases response accuracy, and it leads to long lapses in attention.
Really? Yeah, well, I guess that's not news to me, but I think I wasn't putting it together quite in the same way that they did. This is more dangerous than drinking and driving, or just as dangerous, I guess, isn't it?
Just as dangerous as being quite inebriated, and all it is just 1 hour less than what you need to function.
Yeah. I know, I remember now a fellow that was one of my mentors, a farmer who has died, he was, the reason I bring it up now is because he was driving his pickup truck back from Maine many years ago, and he got sleepy, and he went into the center strip of the Maine Turnpike, rolled the truck over.
Boy.
He fell asleep, but he didn't get a scratch. He was very lucky because his truck was totaled. But that's the kind of stuff, and you see it happen often with professional drivers.
Well, remember the train in New Jersey.
Yep, same thing. Yep, so there's a word to the wise there. Hopefully that's sufficient. Don't take chances. Here's another item that's out this week in the Journal of Epidemiology about optimism. And you know, a lot of the medical news isn't just about medicine. It's about how you live, how you apply common sense, if you will, to circumstances that bring you around. You know, it would seem to me that you would think that people who are happy and optimistic would live a lot longer. And this seems to be the case with this study here, huh?
Well, you think the people around you who are optimistic are living longer? I have rarely met 90-year-old folks who didn't have a good outlook on life.
Yep.
This is confirmed this week in a study published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, and they did it in women. And we await the male study, but women who have a positive outlook on life, they're less likely to die prematurely than those who are less optimistic. And in this study, they defined optimism, and this is important, as a mental attitude characterized by positive thinking, whereby a person is hopeful and confident that good things will happen.
All right. Confidence, optimism, happiness, why not? I remember that old jingle, "That's what happiness is." I'm trying to remember what product that was for. Remember? That's what happiness is. It was some. I don't remember the product. It's just, it wasn't a good ad. I remember the song, but I don't remember it may have been Coca-Cola. But anyway, yeah.
Before happiness. My time.
Yeah. Oh, baloney, before your time. Give me a break. Thank you for that zinger. All right. Let's get to something that is good for people of all ages. You want to maintain good health, get blood to every single part of your body. You need your arteries to function well. If they're stiff, then the blood's not going to get around. But if you're taking Super Beats every day, as Ken is going to suggest, it does marvelous things for your arteries, does it not?
Absolutely. We know from Nobel Prize winning research, this was discovered in the late 1980s, the late 1990s, about 10 years later, the Nobel Prize in medicine was awarded for the discovery of nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. We all know from high school biology, Doug, that the red blood cell carries the oxygen from head to toe, delivering this energy source so that the body can burn fuel and make energy. And if the red blood cell can't get into the circulation, can't even get on the superhighway, the delivery is not going to be made. The oxygen won't get there. And for the red blood cell to enter into that superhighway, it needs to first spray the circulation with nitric oxide. This opens up the circulation to the red blood cell, and then the red blood cell can travel from head to toe. And your body, it needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is also used as a signaling molecule from head to toe. The body just needs it to function properly. You can eat some of the building blocks for nitric oxide, but it's very hard to get an adequate store. The folks at Neogenesis, with the help of this physiologist at Baylor, a very clever gentleman, has developed a saliva test. You put a little bit of saliva on a test strip. You look at the color. If it's not the right color, you will need to get your tank filled up. Near 40 gets the tank filled up. And then if you need a boost of nitric oxide instead of those high caffeinated beverages, Super Beats is ideal.
It's Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two. What brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Pro-Yo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even helped you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Fro-Yo robot of my own?
Just go to froyorobots.com and enter promo code 9000. But hurry, because they're going fast. froyorobots.com. Promo code 9000.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Bid
not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, mold, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Here we are back with Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air every week at this time. Dr. Ken spends an hour of his time to help you understand what's going on in your life, in your body, with your medical issues if you have them. I ask you on any number of occasions, you can share your questions for Dr. Ken with us at 888-302-3684 or 888-553-7536. That's easy. Either one of them. That's 888-55 Dr. Ken. Or you can send me an email to doug@dougsteffen.com. Mary Ann is down in Winter Haven, Florida, with an issue that her father has. Mary Ann, please come on and say hi to Dr. Ken and see what we can do to help you understand what's going on. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you so much for taking
the
call.
Hi, Mary Ann.
Do you want me to give you a little backup of our situation, maybe?
Sure.
Okay. Daddy has skin cancer. He had it removed, but what happened is he's warfarin dependent. He's on that therapy, and he's 100% pacer dependent. He does not have a defibrillator. We went into the office to have the cancer removed. They said they needed to use a cautery device to coagulate the blood because Daddy was on warfarin therapy. I said, okay, is that safe? They said, oh, 100% safe. They started using the cautery device, and Daddy started to pass out right there in the office. Mm. And I was concerned. I said, maybe we need to stop using the cautery device if we can. And fortunately, Daddy has a latitude machine at home, so I called his cardiologist.
What's a latitude machine?
A latitude machine is an at-home monitoring device for pacemakers.
You can monitor a pacemaker over the Internet.
Yes. Yes, it's and it goes directly to the pacer clinic, and then they do reads on this to see if there's any interruptions, any software corruption.
So it sounds like the cautery stopped the pacemaker.
It did.
And then he's pacemaker dependent, so he has no spark, and he passes out.
Right.
And it seems to me that that's what happened.
Yeah, and the cardiology office called me back, and they said, yes, it interpreted, the pacer interpreted the cautery as an intrinsic beat and stopped pacing. And they said, you should have. Why did they not put a magnet?
Exactly.
And I said, I don't understand.
Exactly.
They said it was safe. Well, since that time, I've been trying to find a dermatologist that will allow the patient
to... And just so people know what we're talking about, if you put a big magnet over a pacemaker, it won't sense anything. It won't see your own heartbeat, so it'll just be a battery and a spark, and it'll just keep pacing no matter what happens. And what happens with the cautery, it fools the pacemaker into thinking that the heart's beating on its own when it's not. So what happens is the pacemaker stops pacing. It stops stimulating the heart. But it's fooled. It's just fooled by the cautery, the buzz, the electrical buzz to help allow the dermatologist to cut away the skin cancer. And often in a situation like this, somebody with the pacemaker will stand by and just watch. It's puzzling to me why that didn't happen. Somehow they didn't realize he has a situation with a pacemaker and he's totally dependent on it. That's what it sounds like. Why? What, Marion? One question. What warfarin or Coumadin? In generic Coumadin, blood thinning. Does he have atrial fibrillation also?
He does. He's in chronic AFib, 25% ejection fraction, left bundle branch block. I mean, he's you know, a complicated case, and I have a whole sheet that we hand in saying pacer dependent, the whole nine yards. They get all the information. The problem is I've gone to three dermatologists. I couldn't get one to commit to allowing a pacer representative to come in and place a magnet.
All right, so we're going to hold off. Hold on just a second. We've heard the problem from Mary Ann. She's given us a good overview. So if you'll hold on for a few moments, Mary Ann, you get the recommendation from Ken as to what he thinks you ought to do. That makes sense, Ken?
Sure.
We have to pause now. 28 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the weekly review of what's going on in the world of medicine from the point of view of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical doctor and cardiologist running Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida, 28 after the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays. More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship. Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have. And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples Associate for details.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, IBOTTA, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. IBOTTA. This holiday, you've got to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Service and on your side, the Good Day program with Good Day Health, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country every week. This hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is at his best when talking to you or with you or about you and the things that are going on to you and in your body. Your responsibility is to sort of put things together. We have a story going with a lady named Mary Ann, basically about her father. Ken has heard the story, and now we'll give Mary Ann some tips on how to handle it, I'm guessing, Ken, yeah?
Sure. Mary Ann, hi.
Hi.
So basically, your father has skin cancer. He also is on blood thinner warfarin because he has a history of atrial fibrillation to lower his risk of stroke. And he is completely dependent on an implanted pacemaker. He was born with a spark. His spark wore out, and he has a new spark plug, which is a pacemaker one of the cardiologists put in. And he went in to get his skin cancer removed with a device that creates an electrical activity to cut open the skin, and that interferes with the sensing ability of the pacemaker. It makes the pacemaker think that the body's doing its own pacing and it can shut off. And what happened was the pacemaker shut off, and so did your father. And obviously this is not a good thing. What I would do, this is general under the umbrella of how to work the medical maze. What I would do, and you're working too hard, Mary, you know, you're an unbelievably great daughter, and you shouldn't be doing this. I would ask his cardiologist to just write a letter or send a note to the dermatologist explaining the facts. Your father's pacemaker dependent. He needs to have backup if you're going to be using the Bovi. And you need, you know, maybe just even ask the pacemaker rep to stand by. Or better yet, what I would prefer is just do this in the hospital and people know how to deal with this. Because I have a feeling he's in some outpatient setting, and that's how this happened, not having this done in the hospital.
Okay, because he's got four more lesions, and clearly
I would not let him. Don't go another step without your cardiologist sending a dermatologist a note. And this is a job of, if it's not getting done, of a cardiologist explaining to the dermatologist what needs to be done. And if the dermatologist doesn't take heed the advice of the cardiologist, then he is smoking lucky lefties. I mean, it would be unheard of. I mean, the dermatologists appreciate our advice. They don't do what we exactly opposite of what we tell them. You know, they call us. I get several calls a week, people in the OR, people doing procedures. You know, hopefully all this is being cleared, but, oh, they forgot to talk to us before the surgery, you know, what's going on. But so what I would do is don't let anything else go on until the cardiologist in writing sends the dermatologist a letter. And then you just very politely, in your incredibly nice, polite voice, just ask the dermatologist, oh, did you read the letter from Dr. So-and-so?
Okay.
And then if the dermatologist doesn't heed the advice of the cardiologist, you have the wrong dermatologist. That would be unheard of.
Okay. May I ask one question?
Sure, sure.
Do you have any feelings about a radiation therapy in lieu of, you know, without using any cautery device, just radiation therapy to address the four other lesions if they were treatable?
That's a very complex question that I would want. You'd have to know a lot of what the biopsy showed. You'd have to know is the specific type of cancer, what other issues there are, what stage it's in. And that's a very important question. And the people who think about that 24/7 are the oncologists with an O. And I would ask, has he seen an oncologist, a cancer specialist?
He has seen a radiation oncologist here, and we were going to start.
The problem is when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and when to a radiation oncologist, that's the one tool they have in their tool bag. I want the person who's going to think this through and will want to use whatever the best therapy is. Is it medication, chemotherapy? Is it surgery, or is it radiation, or is it, you know, new immunotherapy or whatever, some experimental therapy? And usually the oncologists with an O are the people who will think this through, all the possible treatments, you know, what's the risk, what's the benefit of each one of them, and then go over that. And if you're looking for what the best plan is of treatment this far along, I would take a step back and ask, I'm sure he has a primary care doctor.
Yes, he does.
Ask for a consultation with a medical oncologist. And they usually have combined training in hematology and oncology, and they do both, but you want their cancer side, and that would be for a consultation. And the exact reason for the consultation is what would be the best therapy for this specific type of cancer. And then you'll know that you're going in the right direction. And if it is to go to the dermatologist to get it removed, then make sure before that dermatologist does anything to Dad, a letter comes from the cardiologist.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Let us know how he did.
I sure will.
Okay.
I'll give you a call. Thank you very much. You have
a great
afternoon. You've given me at least a direction.
That's the important thing. All right, ma'am. 888-302-3684, 888
55 Dr. Ken, either of those two things, or email to doug@dougstefan.com with your particular questions. Sometimes we get to the phone. Sometimes we get to your questions that are in the email. Sometimes it's just so much news, it's hard for us to get to any other material. And we have actually two more things that I want to get to you in terms of news in a matter of moments. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks that bring you Super Beats. Super Beats, the way to open up your arteries. It's amazing, and it's easy to understand why it's so good. Ken explains all the time how it works. Call him at 800-655-4183. I suggest that you use this as a great Christmas stocking gift to somebody that you care about when you get to be 40 or so. That's when really the problems start to show with high blood pressure, right, Ken? For the most part, if you're going to have it, it would start in the 40s.
Exactly. It'll help with the blood pressure. I see smiles on my patients' faces when their levels are low and their energy level suddenly is so high. So if you want to energize that person you love, measure their nitric oxide level with that saliva test and then replace it, and you'll be doing them such a happy good deed.
Right. All right. So, again, for Super Beats, the superfood, 800-655-4183. Think about it in terms of what you want to give to your loved ones for Christmas, depending on what age they are. 800-655-4183. Dr. Ken continues with more medical information in a few moments here.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Carry-on luggage? Our favorite Tom Bin travel bag holds tons and folds flat. Mom on the run, Colleen Burns, says ditch your camera.
My new LG V20 is the only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back for family-sized selfies and anti-shake videos with amazing audio.
Collapse everything into Ziplocs, including your meds. And for colds and flu?
Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten your cold by almost half. And new Coldies gummies also relieve flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
I'm the only one who can do this, like this, for her.
The average caregiver not only goes uncompensated, but spends $7,000 out of pocket to provide care for loved ones. African American caregivers like Edna Kane Williams are hardest hit.
Special food, dietary needs, adult diapers, medications, medical equipment, it all really added up.
The Ad Council and AARP are reaching out with public service announcements, says psychiatrist Janet Taylor.
We want caregivers to know where they can come for help.
For more, go to aarp.org/caregiving.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Dex Steffen here on the Good Day Health program. Good Day Health, a weekly opportunity for you to study what's going on with you and to hear what's going on with other people that may affect your health. Well, here's something that we've all been wrapped up with over the last year, and that's the Zika zone. The World Health Organization has declared an end to the global health emergency, the international crisis. It is no longer either of those two things, according to them. Nope, the Zika zone is a chronic problem that we'll have to combat for years to come. So the end of the world is not coming because of Zika. It's now shown to be a dangerous mosquito-borne disease in the same category as malaria or yellow fever. Viewed as an ongoing threat, we will not get rid of it. It will be there and drone on. I thought it was interesting to look at the emphasis that was placed on this from the World Health Organization. They did not consider the Zika crisis over. They did not use the word crisis, which is, by the way, one of the most overused words in the news business. It's like breaking news, which is meaningless. And crisis is another word that's become meaningless. At any rate, here's what Dr. Peter Salama, who runs the World Health Organization's Health Emergency Program, said, quote, "We are not downgrading the importance of Zika. We are sending the message that Zika is here to stay, and the World Health Organization response is here to stay with it." So, you know, the World Health Organization, like a lot of the other things, the UN, costs a lot of money to administer, and one wonders whether they're on top of it or not. But I thought I'd give you that piece of information because it is relative to the world of health and health news. 46 past the hour. Our priority here is you, your health and well-being. If you're in the Central Florida area and it appears that you have some health concerns and you're not really sure you're getting the right advice from your doctor, you want another opinion, or you want to see Ken, meet with him, get an evaluation, or he can work on something specific, as the last caller had a specific problem. Ken, even though he's a cardiologist, really has expertise, degrees, all kinds of knowledge from pretty much any other sort of medical institution you can name. So he's highly sought after. His advice is taken by hundreds of people over the years. Thousands of folks have gone to Lake Cardiology. You can call the office at 352-735-1400, or if it's easier to remember, 800 Lake Cardio. Help yourself. But a lot of people, again, from that area, all over the country, actually go visit with Ken. 352-735-1400. All right, there's an interesting overview of back pain, and I'm wondering how this applies to me and my mental state, because this suggests that if you have back pain, it's not good for your mental point of view.
What percent of adults do you think in America suffer from combined either neck or back pain?
Almost everybody.
Almost everybody.
80%.
Well,
is that true?
If you do this survey showed that, and I thought this was a lot, as of the moment, 1 in 10 adults have back pain.
I thought it was more than that. I've had back problems, as you know, all my life.
Yes, but that's still a fair amount of people.
Yeah, it is.
Have it.
Are we at risk of all being crazy or going crazy?
Well,
or what?
This is a study of General Hospital Psychiatry this week that individuals who have back pain, they're more likely to also experience a range of mental health issues. What they discovered was that chronic back or neck pain is associated with an increased likelihood for depression, psychosis, anxiety, stress, sleep disturbances, and alcohol abuse. You know, I think it's one of these things that on an individual basis, how you react to this, how you deal with it, does it over a long period disturb your sleep, and then your spirits are really messed up with, and your mind is not functioning because it doesn't get healed each night. But this is just something to realize that chronic back pain needs to be dealt with, and as you've been trying your whole life.
Yeah, well, all kinds of ways. I'm finding exercising and strengthening the muscles in my back is the best thing I've ever done. And stretching.
Absolutely.
Both stretching, taking aspirin, Tylenol just masks it, and that does you no good whatsoever. None. Zero. I see there's a new study suggesting C-sections could be changing how humans are evolving. Did you see this? C-sections have been around for quite a long time. And we only have a minute or so to talk about this. I wonder if that's true, if it does, and I wonder why that might be the case.
I didn't know C-sections are changing the way we evolve.
That's what this suggests. The data has shown that larger newborns have higher survival rates and are more likely to fight off diseases than would be the people that go through the stress of coming out the birth canal. I can see where that might make sense. Couldn't you? I mean, they don't have the stress.
Looking at is that there's a lot of, you know, there's a group who are saying that actually there's no way to know if C-sections are changing humanity. You know, sounds like global warming in the uterus to me.
What a way of, funny, that's an interesting way of categorizing it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time now for our visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus to check up on some of the important medical news coming from the journals. I also wanted to talk to you a little bit, Ken. I don't know if you heard the conversation about this bill that went through the Senate. The new health care bill, it basically gives drug makers a lot more money, and there's more money for research, more money for getting mental health taken care of. Do you have a read on that?
Yeah, I think more money for research is never a bad idea, especially for mental health. And, you know, the people who get it are happy. The people who don't are unhappy.
Yeah, well, you mean the research dollars.
The researchers. having been a researcher, that's how it usually comes down.
Isn't it political sometimes?
It's too political.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. The news on smoking, even one cigarette a day, anybody who takes a puff out of anything, listen to this.
You know, this is a little concerning. JAMA Internal Medicine this week, Doug, even a single cigarette can raise your odds for an early death. There is no safe level of exposure to tobacco smoke compared with people who have never smoked, those who smoke an average of less than one cigarette a day over their lifetime. Still have a, you ready, 64% higher risk of dying early, and those who smoke 1 to 10 cigarettes a day have an 87% higher risk. It's never too early or too late to quit smoking. And what I said before about research, that a lot of it's based on merit, but there's a hair of politics, and a hair is too much.
All right, so let's go from smoking to drinking, and what moderate drinking does, even if you have one or two glasses of wine or bourbon or scotch. Or beer? Does everything that has alcohol in it apply here in this case?
Well, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology just last day or two. Moderate drinking, Doug, is defined as up to one drink per day for women and up to two drinks per day for men. That's a drink is considered a 5-ounce glass of wine, a glass of beer, a 1-ounce shot of a hard liquor. That's a serving. Moderate drinking has been shown to reduce the risk of heart disease, specifically coronary artery disease, that's the plaquing in the circulation to the heart, and have overall protective effects against stroke and type 2 diabetes. However, moderate drinking does not have the same positive effects on the electrical system of the heart. Even light to moderate drinking, Doug, may lead to atrial fibrillation when the top of the heart beats irregularly like a bag of worms, and can lead to the formation of clots that are pumped to the brain, leading to a stroke.
Wow. Ooh, that's some solid hard. That's gonna.
You're threading the needle when you drink.
People, right. Okay, now, speaking of drinking, there's a survey out on how much water or other fluids, non-alcoholic fluids, we are. This is an argument that goes on all the time. We've talked about this on the program that we do together. How much is too much and how much is enough? And so what does this report say?
In the British Medical Journal this week, there's a report of a patient getting very low sodium. You're sending me your lab reports? Well, that's an important mineral, electrolyte. Getting very low sodium, which can be very serious, by drinking too much fluid when they were sick. You know, the doctors always say, go home, you have a fever, drink plenty of fluids. Well, in this case, the patient took it to excess because we want you to avoid dehydration, which you're at risk on the other end when you're running a fever. The key is if you have normal kidney function and you haven't had a stroke, your brain's working, then your thirst mechanism will tell you when to drink and how to drink. If you're thirsty, water is fine. If you're not thirsty, then make sure you get fluids that have something in them. You want juice, milk, something that has something in it so it stays in the pipes and you don't over-dilute yourself by too much water. Free water, plain water is good when you're thirsty.
All right, let's talk about adding super beets to a plain glass of water. What happens in that circumstance?
Well, I love my sweet spot are these natural products that have evidence behind them that they're beneficial for the body. Nobel Prize winning research from the 1990s that you need to keep up your levels of nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body, or your whole, from head to toe, your body doesn't function properly. This is a gas the red blood cell carries. It sprays before the red blood cell can get into the circulation to bring oxygen from head to toe. And the folks at Neogenesis, they have cleverly come up with the help of a professor at Baylor University with this saliva test. You can test your own level of nitric oxide with a little bit of saliva on a test strip. And if your tank is low, you need their Neo 40 products and your body works properly. And then they have another product which gives you a boost of nitric oxide. Instead of those high caffeinated beverages, your workout, Super Beets is excellent.
All right. Call 800-655-4183 to take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.